everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us here on OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a player who's had a breakout season in the Ontario Hockey League, and he has been rewarded with a National Hockey League free agent contract. We'll also get you caught up on some news and notes from around the league, and we start out with the OHL Player of the Week, and it's Max Domi of the London Knights. He had 6 points in 3 games last week on the back of 2 goals and 4 assists, helping the Knights to 3 wins over Eastern Conference opponents on their road trip last weekend. They picked up wins in North Bay, Sudbury, and then rounded things out with a victory against the Barrie Colts. Domi, the 18-year-old from Toronto, was the 12th overall pick, a first-round choice, of the Phoenix Coyotes in the 2013 NHL Entry Draft. Meantime, a player who has not been drafted is signed to a National Hockey League contract. Talking about Dane Fox of the Erie Otters. For Fox, indeed, he went through 2 National Hockey League entry drafts without being chosen, but has had a huge year for the Otters this season. He came into this weekend's play with 53 goals before scoring his 54th on Thursday night in a win on home ice against the Saginaw Spirit. The Thamesville native has been signed by the Vancouver Canucks to an NHL contract that came in right around the holidays. For Fox and the Otters, certainly been quite a season, and Dane Fox and I chatted a little bit earlier this week. Joined on the line by Dane Fox of the Erie Otters, and Dane, let's talk about this season to date. Obviously, it's been quite a run for you guys, quite a battle going on in the conference now with Guelph and London and the Sioux even. Tell me, what's the mood around the club right now heading into the last 6 weeks or so of the season?
Yeah, and the attitude in the room is very positive. I mean, we're just taking it, you know, weekend by weekend here until we get, you know, to the next stage, which is playoffs. But having to clinch the playoff berth, you know, it's a lot more positive atmosphere in the room, and guys are excited.
Has it been nice in a way that it's been so competitive this year, as I mentioned, with Guelph and with London, that it really motivates the guys knowing every game is so important?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot different from last year, knowing that we're playing, you know, to prove ourselves. And, I mean, you know, seeing other teams, Guelph and, you know, London games as well, you know, motivates us that much more to want to come out and be successful night in and night out.
All right, so going into this season, if I had told you that by the first little bit of February, you're going to have 53 goals this season, what would you have told me?
Yeah, I would have told you you're probably crazy. I mean, I knew I had a little bit of potential to put up, you know, some goals, but, I mean, 53 in February is a long shot of what I expected this year.
What's been the key? What's been the key to things going so well so far?
You know, I think it all starts with who you play with in your line mates. I mean, playing with Brownie and, you know, Dave-O and Gonser for a bit there, it's helped me a lot. You know, a lot of guys respect them, so it opens it up for me. But at the end of the day, you know, I got to put the puck in the back of the net. But I think, you know, coaching too, our coaches have, you know, given a lot of pointers and, you know, giving me the opportunity on the power play there, and, you know, giving me all sorts of playing time too, so that helps.
You had 13 goals in 10 games in October, about 4 or 5 games you had 2 goals each. Was that starting the time you're thinking, okay, this something's going nicely here, let's see if we can keep it going?
Yeah, around then, you know, I remember looking at the website and seeing, you know, time 25 and 25, I'm like, you know, wow, it's a pretty good accomplishment. You know, they 10 more for my personal goals, so then, you know, things are, you know, happening more rapidly with the goals, and I mean, I knew that, you know, I had a chance to do something special, and I mean, that's what I'm trying to do.
Obviously, the next step was signing a contract with the Vancouver Canucks. I got to think that's got to be was a big day for yourself, your family, and everyone around you.
Yeah, especially my family. I mean, they've been supporting me over the years playing hockey, and you know, a nice little early Christmas gift about the news, you know, a couple of days before Christmas that they're interested and they're going to send a contract. So, I mean, it took a lot of pressure off my shoulders, but now I just got to prove to them that it was the right decision.
I guess that's another example, and I know we talk about it with many players, but now you're sort of living proof of it that, you know, you go through your draft year, things might go well, things may not go well, but showing that, you know what, I would think, you know, you keep working hard, you keep, you know, going through. There's still scouts keeping an eye on you whether you've gone through the draft or not.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, to me, that was motivation, you know, being passed up on 2 drafts. I'm sure every other kid out there that's been passed up on drafts would tell you the same thing. I mean, you want to prove to, all 30 NHL teams that they made a mistake, and I think this year I have, done a pretty solid job of hoping to do that.
Now, obviously, as we're into this final month or so of the season, what's sort of the approach now? Obviously, you got the battle going with Guelph and even London there for top spot. But obviously, that's just the regular season. You guys want a long playoff run here. What's it going to take to do it?
Yeah, I just think that the boys, we're just going to take it game by game here and just worry about ourselves. I mean, we'll worry about them when we get into a seven-game series with them. But right now, we're just focusing on, next game in hand, which would be Thursday versus Saginaw. I mean, we're not thinking too far ahead and not worried about what they're doing. We want them to, at the end of the day, be worried about us.
This is a group that's grown together over the last couple of years. Do you think that's been one of the big keys to what's happened this year?
Yeah, and Sebastian, he did a great job building this team. And, me and Troy came in here, and things were looking down. We had 9 wins our first year, and then, I think it was 19 the second. So we were, we took a beating for 2 years, this team did, but it paid off, all the boys being together for, the last 2.5, some of them 3 years. And bringing guys like McDavid, Burkowski, Dansk, getting McDermott here at the deadline really helps a lot, too. That's a big part of our team.
That was Dane Fox of the Erie Otters. Of course, Fox now with 54 goals on the season, coming into the rest of the weekend's play and signed by the Vancouver Canucks. Meantime, two of his teammates take up half of the OHL Performers of the Month for January. The OHL Player of the Month is Connor Brown of the Erie Otters. In 12 games, he picked up 13 goals and 16 assists for 29 points to lead the Ontario Hockey League in scoring in January, while teammate Adam Pellick is the Defenseman of the Month. Through 10 games, he was a plus 13 and had 17 points, all assists, during January. The OHL Rookie of the Month to start out 2014, Travis Konecny of the Ottawa 67s, the first overall pick in the 2013 OHL Priority Selection, had 5 goals and 10 assists for 15 points in 10 games. He was also part of the World Under-17 Hockey Challenge representing Team Ontario. And the Vaughan OHL Goaltender of the Month, Justin Nichols of the Guelph Storm. In 10 starts during January, he had 2 shutout wins, a 170 goals against average, and a .948 save percentage, as the Storm right at the top of the standings in the Midwest Division and, of course, in the Ontario Hockey League. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News, presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.